Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge, you will see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are Maya.
Kada stekneš pravo znanje o samospoznate duše, nikada više nećeš pasti u takvu iluziju, jer će zahvaljujući tom znanju vidjeti da su sva živa bića samo dio svevišnjeg, ili, drugim riječima, da su moja.
And this purpose, illusion is defined to think that something is real, which in reality is unreal.
U ovom komentaru iluzija je definirana kao smatrati nešto što nije istinsko istinski.
For instance, sometimes it can happen that on a desert the impression is there that there must be an oasis. You see trees on the horizon and maybe camels and so on and so forth.
Kao što na primjer može se dogoditi da u pustinji imamo utisak da u daljini vidimo oazu, možemo vidjeti drveće, u daljini kamile i tako dalje.
But it is an illusion.
Ali to je samo iluzija.
You walk and walk and walk.
Hodate, hodate i hodate.
And the oasis is never there.
Ali nikad ne stignete do oaze.
Finally, you fall into the hot sand.
Konačno padnete na vruće pijesak.
Material life is also said to be illusory of its nature.
Za materijalni život se također kaže da je po prirodi iluzoran.
But hopes that there is happiness.
Osoba gaji nadu da u njemu može naći sreću.
Just like if they are tired, person in the desert hopes that there must be this desert. I'm just coming to it. Only 10 more minutes to walk, then it is there.
Upravo kao što ta umorna osoba u pustinji se nada, moram doći do oaze, evo još samo 10 minuta hoda i stići ću dalje.
But all what these people are getting is that they fall into the hot sand of their own illusion.
Ali sve što takvi ljudi dobiju jeste da padnu u vrući pjesak svoje vlastite iluzije.
They need help.
I njima je potrebna pomoć.
So, in Krishna consciousness, we do not chase after the oasis of material happiness.
U svjesnosti Krishne, mi ne jurimo za oazama materijalne sreće.
We don't believe that there is water in the desert.
Mi ne vjerujemo da vodu možemo naći u pustinu.
However, also we, as transcendentalists, need to experience some type of pleasure.
Ali, s druge strane, i mi također kao transcendentalisti, potrebno je da kušamo neku vrstu zadovoljstva.
Sometimes, in some cases, also spiritual life can appear to be like a desert.
Onekad u nekim slučajima i duhovni život može nam nalikovati pustinu.
I'm walking, walking and walking, but still I have not achieved ananda.
Hodam, 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 još uvijek nisam dostigao anandu.
Do you know of this feeling?
Da li imate iskustvo tog osjećaja?
Or am I the only one?
Ili sam ja jedini?
How can we in Krishna consciousness therefore attain ananda or transcendental pleasure?
Pitanje je dakle kako možemo mi u svjesnosti Krishne dostići anandu ili duhovno zadovoljstvo?
This will be the subject matter of my talk.
To će biti tema mog današnjeg izlaganja.
Do you think it is relevant?
Da li misli da to bitno?
Please try.
Onda ću vam pokušati.
Give me your attention.
Samo mi poklonite svoje pažnje.
Maybe there is something to learn.
Možda ćete nešto naučiti.
The first lesson which someone who wants to become satisfied has to learn is that satisfaction is not out there.
Prva lekcija koju osoba koja želi biti zadovoljna treba naučiti jeste da zadovoljstvo se ne nalazi izvana.
A little while ago I was asked in an interview in Germany, what do you have against sexual satisfaction?
Prije nekog vremena imao sam, intervjuirali sam u Njemačkoj i postavili su mi pitanje, što imate protiv seksualnog zadovoljstva?
And I said, nothing. The only thing is, there is no sexual satisfaction in this world.
Odgovor je bio da nemamo ništa. Jedini problem je što u ovom svijetu nema seksualnog zadovoljstva.
It's an illusion.
To je iluzija.
Very simple reason. Vrlo
jednostavan razlog.
And the person who did the interview, okay, oh, God. You're correct.
I osoba koja me intervjuirala sa svom svojom šminkom i drugom parafernalijom rekla upravo se.
See, there is no happiness. You cannot attain happiness by fulfilling material desires which are aimed at something which is outside of you.
Ne možete postići sreću ispunjavajući materijalne želje koje su usmjerene prema stvarima koje su izvan vas.
Let me tell you the naked truth of material desires.
Predstavit ću vam sada obnaženu prirodu materijalnih želja.
The illusion is created if I obtain that what is outside of me, like maybe material objects or fame or novac, then I can be happy.
Iluzija glasi, bit ću sretan ukoliko dostignem materijalne stvari koje su izvan mene, kao što su, na primjer, slava, novac ili nešto drugo.
But the thing is, the more you go about trying to satisfy material desires, the more they demand for more.
Point je u tome da što god se više trudite da ispunite materijalne želje, one traže sve više i više.
The example has been given, if you give food into a wood into a fire, it's not that the fire will become pacified, but it will go on demanding more and more by becoming bigger and bigger.
Dati je primjer dodavanja drva u vatru. Sa tim činom nećemo učiniti da se vatra umiri, već ona raste sve više i više.
Let us say we would make an experiment and start a little fire here, just a little, here on this table.
Recimo da sad napravimo eksperiment i zapalimo malu vatricu ovdje na ovom stolu.
The fire would become a little bigger.
Vatra će se proširiti.
Then it would go to Vrajamana, duša.
Onda će preći na novu košulju Vrajamanija.
You know, take away my nice pullover which Govinda Nandini has presented to me today.
Onda će odneti moj prekrasni džemper koji mi poklonila Govinda Nandini.
It will try to eat up this whole nice Vyasa-san.
Pokud će probuditi cijeli ovaj lijepi Vyasa-san.
It would, if it's not stopped, it would take the whole house.
I ako ne zaustavimo, preuzet će cijelu kuću.
From there, the next house.
Onda će preći na sljedeću kuću.
All of Zagreb.
Cijeli Zagreb.
All of Croatia.
Cijeli Hrvatska.
If it's not stopped, it will take all of Europe.
Ako se ne zaustavi, onda će zapaliti cijelu Europu.
And then the whole world.
I onda cijeli svijet.
And then it would scream for the next planet.
I onda će vrištati želju da dobije drugu planetu.
More and more, više, više, više.
Sve više, više.
This is the lie of material desire.
To je laž koja stoji za materijalne želje.
Very, very crudely, it just lies into your face. Satisfy me, and I will give peace.
Vrlo okretno, jednostavno vas lažu u lice, zadovolji me i pružit ću ti mir.
But the peace never comes.
Ali mir nikad ne dolazi.
So the first lesson for someone who wants to become happy in life is to understand the illusion which is created by material desires.
Prva pouka za osobu koja želi da postane sretna jeste da shvati iluziju koja stvara materijalne želje.
We have to go inside of us.
Moramo ući unutar sebe.
And there and work there if we want to become happy.
I raditi unutar nas ako želimo postati sretni.
Let me give you an example.
Dat ću vam jedan primjer.
Once there was a person.
Bio jednom jedan čovjek.
He lived in a room with no windows and only one door.
Živio u sobi bez prozora i samo s jednim vratom.
For his whole life he tried to get out of this room.
I cijelom svog života je pokušao izaći iz te sobe.
He threw himself against the door.
Bacao se na vrata.
Let me out!
Pustite me.
he threw the only available chair against the walls. I want to break free.
И бацал единствено достъпна столица на зидове и извикивал: "Жена, бъди свободен!"
And finally he was very old.
Конечно, накрая яко стари.
He felt sick.
И разболил се.
And so depressed.
Тако е бил депримиран.
His last hours had come.
Тоже си негови задни сати.
And for one more time.
И още един път.
He went to the door.
Отишъл до врата.
Trying to open it.
Покушавайки да отвори.
He prayed.
Молио се.
Why is the whole world free and I am unfree?
Защо е цели свят свободен, а я съм заробен?
How unfair.
То не е пощено.
He captured, I don't know what it is. And he found out.
И открил.
It was very easy to open the door.
Било стари изясно лако отворите за врата.
But it opened to the inside.
Али се отварила према изнутра.
He had always tried to open to the outside.
Увек ќе побежала шарите према ванами.
We can make this experience this evening through this door.
И вечерас можеме да дишне искусство с овим вратима.
You can run the whole, you know, we can close it.
Можеме да отворите.
Not now, because we want to see Zdenka.
Не сало, ја желимо видеть Zdenko.
You can, you know, really try your best to get out of the room. If you open it to the outside, it won't work.
Можете заеста тешко трудите да изажите, али околико разварате према вани, нечете успеете.
It only works when you open it to the inside.
Функционира само околико разварите према изнутра.
So someone who always wants to run to the outside.
Така особа, кои жели тържете према вани.
Satisfying material desires.
Задоволявајачи материални жели.
Trying to get this thing and that thing.
Покушавајачи добити ово или оно ствар.
Make this arrangement or that arrangement.
Направити ово или оно аранжмент.
He lives actually in vain.
Така особа живи во волку.
He remains a prisoner of unfulfilled material desires. Yes.
Остае заробленик неисполнених материалних жели.
It's very sad.
И тоа е тоа чини јако тужно.
Most of the people don't know that the door opens to the inside.
Većina ljudi ne zna da se vrata otvaraju prema unutra.
You will be surprised. I would say 99.99% of the people don't know that how to open the door to the inside.
Rekao bih 99.99% ljudi ne zna kako da otvore vrata prema unutra.
Maybe our matchless gift devotees should make a song about this, Atiha. And then the young people will get a good message, I feel. Door to the inside.
Vrata prema vani.
You did not understand. Virachandra just did this to test you.
Virachandra to reko sam da vas testira.
So this is the first lesson really which we need to understand.
To je dakle prva lekcija koju trebamo shvatiti.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about this door of the mind.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna govori o tim vratima.
He says in the sixth chapter, one must deliver himself with the help of his mind.
U šestom poglavlju kaže, osoba se mora izbaviti zahvaljujući svome umu.
Become free, huh?
Osloboditi se.
Get out.
Izaš.
And not degrade himself.
A ne degradirati se.
The mind is a friend of the conditioned soul.
Um je prijatelj uslovljene duše.
And his enemy as well.
A također i njegov neprijatelj.
The door remains shut.
Ako vrata ostanu zatvorena,
if you remain a prisoner,
ili ostanete zatvoreni,
then the mind is your enemy.
Onda je on baš neprijatelj.
If it's open,
ako se vrata otvorena,
and you open it to be a rich inside world,
i ako ste otvorili prema bogatom unutrašnjem svijetu,
then it's a friend.
Onda je on prijatelj.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, when a devotee, when some, I think we all as devotees of Krishna have understood this first lesson.
Mislim da smo svi mi kao Krishna Bhakta shvatili ovu prvu lekciju.
Otherwise you would not sit here in a room which is actually quite uncomfortable if you go, because it's overcrowded to say the objective truth.
Inače, ne biste sjedili u ovoj sobi gdje je prilično neudobno, objektivno govoreći, sobe stvarno prenapučene.
Yes, so there must be a reason why you have prepared this room to your own apartment.
Mora da postoji neki razlog zašto mi je draža ova prostorija od vašeg vlastnog stana.
You obviously know that, yes, maybe I can get a tip or an inspiration here which helps me in my internal development of, or inner growth.
Očito da razumijete, ovdje možda mogu dobiti neki savjet ili inspiraciju koji će mi pomoći u mom unutrašnjem razvitku.
Yes. But also when we are in spiritual life, we have to always watch that our mind is not again falling into illusion.
Ali kada smo u duhovnom životu, trebamo uvijek motiviti da naš um ne padne ponovo u iluziju.
Since time immemorial, our minds have, or our thoughts, we could say, to make it more clear, have, you know, been attracted by material things.
Od pradavnih vremena, naš um ili naše misli, da se jasno izrazim, su bile privučene materialnim stvarima.
Just by habit, our mind is always going to you know, the members of the opposite sex, beautiful women or beautiful men.
Iz navike naš um neprestano ide ka osobama suprotnog spola, lijepe žene ili lijepe muškarce.
Just by habit it goes to I want to be recognized by others as someone special.
Iz navike teži ka tome da budemo prepoznati od strane drugih kao nešto posebno.
It's a habit of the mind.
To je navika uma.
It has been going this way since so long that it continues also to go.
To se tako odvijalo već toliko dugo vremena, tako da jednostavno nastavlja se tako
odvijalo. Maharaj Rishabdev had therefore compared the mind, also the mind of a devotee, to an animal which has been captured in a cage.
Stoga je Maharaj Rishabdev usporedio um bhakte, a također i um bhakte, sa životinjom koje zarobljena u kavec.
If you have such a wild animal that you do need to be careful that the door of the cage is closed.
Ako imate takvu divlju životinju, onda morate biti pažljivi da su vrata tog kaveca čvrsto zatvorena.
Because any moment that animal can flee and run away.
Jer svakog časa ta se životinja može izmaći i pobjeći.
I know in Hamburg the devotees in the temple have, I believe, 4 birds.
Znam u templu u Hamburgu, bakte imaju, mislim, oko 4 ptice.
And one, you know, a little hare, you know, with the ears. Rabbit,
yeah. A također ima jedno malo zvijezda.
And, you know, they have maladjeces there. And very often it happens that the rabbit is all over the house.
I često se dostoguće da taj zvijezda sam trči po kući.
You go to the bathroom and before the door. You know, you have not calculated that there is such an animal when you come the first time you are not. It's so shocked.
Odete do kupovane i vidite ispred vrata zeca i zato što niste očekivali da ćete u tamo naći takvu životinju, onako ste malo šokirani.
And often the birds are just somewhere sitting in the trees.
I ptice također često se nađe neko svoje mjesto bilo gdje, po drveću.
Because the maladjeces forget to close the door of the cages.
Zato što maladjece zaboravaju da zatvore vrata kaveza.
This can happen in spiritual life also.
A to se također može dogoditi u duhovnom životu.
All of a sudden your mind is dumb in the cinema.
Vaš um je odjednom u kinu.
All the mind is with some previous sexual experience.
Ili um negdje u nekom starom seksualnom iskustvu.
In dreams it can go all over the universe.
Tijekom snova on može šetati po cijelom univerzumu.
If you are not, careful, the Rumsky will just go to just some place where it's not good for spiritual life.
Ako nismo pažljivi, onda će um otići na neko mjesto koje nije vrlo povoljno za duhovni život.
I can guarantee you that most of the people in this lecture, the mind will carry them totally elsewhere.
Mogu vam garantirati da će većina ljudi na ovoj lekciji biti odnešeni u svome umu na sasvim drugom mjestu.
I have seen Gaurahari. You don't mind me using your example.
Vidio sam Gaurahari.
His mind, I believe, four times already it went. You have difficulties to concentrate this evening because you're tired. Yes, I know.
Njega pomijem četiri puta.
Minimum four times he was in Sweden.
Minimum četiri puta je bio u Švedskoj.
Sweden, oh yeah. Sweden, yes. Minimum four times.
Minimum četiri puta.
2,000 kilometers away from this room.
2,000 kilometara daleko od ove sobe.
This is just an example.
I to je samo primjer.
I do not want to pick out other devotees.
Ne želim prozivati druge, pa.
Guru Hari and me have a little contract that he doesn't mind being an example.
Guru Hari i ja imamo mali dogovor, njemu ne smeta da koristim kao primjer.
The mind just, we are not careful, it can fly out already.
Ako nismo pažljivi, onda naš um može jednostavno odletiti.
Even if we are in Krishna consciousness.
Čak i ako smo svjesni Krishna.
In the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear a shocking example in the case of Ajamir.
U šestom djelanju Bhagavatama čujemo zapanjujući primjer Ajamir.
He was a very spiritual person.
On je bio jako duhovno napunjena osoba.
But one day when he was trying to get firewood for his guru in the forest, he saw a scene where a prostitute just very loosely embraced a passionate man.
Jednog dana dok je išao u šumu da nabavi drvo za žrtvenu vatru svoga guruva, vidio je scenu kako jedna prostitutka vrlo slobodno grli strastvenog muškarca.
And that was enough.
I to je bilo dovoljno.
His mind just flew out.
Njegov umio letio.
It didn't come back for a whole lifetime.
Nije se vratio natrag tijekom cijelog života.
Yes, he became the husband, he left his wife and children, became married this prostitute, and became a murderer.
Now
imagine, a spiritual person was before, that he became a murderer.
Napustio svoju ženu i djecu, oženio se za tu prostitutku i postao ubica. Zamislite, prvo bio spiritualno nastavljen osoba, poslije postao ubojica.
Only at the very end.
Samo na samom koncu.
When he was leaving the body,
kada je napuštao tijelo,
by some great mercy, which is a different story altogether, his mind came back.
Veliko milošću, što je samo za sebe jedna druga priča, njegov um je bio vraćan natrag.
And he became a devotee again.
I ponovno je postao bhakt.
This is a very, very good example how the mind can turn heaven into hell.
Ovo je vrlo, vrlo dobar primjer kako um može raj pretvoriti u pakao.
He was living a very nice life, had a wonderful, his wife was, had so many good qualities, it's rare to find such wives today.
Vodio je vrlo lijep život, njegova žena je imala toliko dobrih odlika da je vrlo teško naći takvu ženu danas.
He was happy in his life.
Bio je sretan u svom životu.
But he had just not taken care to keep, to be attentive, and the mind just went, he went out of his mind. I think one says like this in English, isn't it? Yeah, out of his mind.
Ali jedini problem bio što nije bio pažljiv, tako da je moj um otišao od u to.
Never trust the mind.
Skrenuo s uma. Stoga nikad nemojte vjerovati umu.
Don't think now I've made it.
Nemojte misliti sada sam uspio.
I am a devotee.
Sad sam bhakta.
I am a great transcendentalist.
Sad sam velika transcendentalista.
I know so many things.
Znam tako puno stvari.
It can fly out.
Sve može odlaziti.
And we can, there are examples also in this movement.
U ovom pogledu također postoje takve primjere.
So now the question is how to capture this mind.
Sada se postavlja pitanje kako da zarobimo taj um.
How to make it a friend?
Kako da ga učinimo
prijateljem? That we are always enthusiastic and fulfilled.
Kako da smo uvijek entuzijastični i ispunjeni.
Tomorrow in the Patnika Ritmika I want to talk about enthusiasm as my main subject.
Sutra u Patnika Ritmika želim govoriti o entuzijazmu kao subject.
Today I will build the fundament.
Danas ću postaviti temelje.
How to control our minds?
Kako kontrolirati um?
And make it the best of our friends.
Učiniti ga najboljim prijateljem.
When you live with someone so closely as your mind, wouldn't it be nice if he is your friend?
Kada sa nekim živite tako blisko kao sa svojim umom, zar ne bi bilo divno da vam postane prijatelj?
What do you think, Stenka? I think it's important.
Ja mislim da je to važno.
If your mind is always with you.
Vaš um uvijek s vama.
Even in the bathroom when you are all alone.
Čovjek je u kupatilu kad ste potpuno sam.
The mind is still there.
Um je još uvijek tu.
We must make him our friend.
Moramo ga učiniti svojim prijateljem.
Otherwise our life will not become valuable.
Inače naš život neće postati dragocjen.
Just imagine, just you're living somewhere.
Zamislite samo negdje živimo.
Or let us say, you're going through life and always there's a person who's with you.
Ili recimo, jednostavno vaš život teče i uvijek imate neku osobu koja je sa vama.
He is with you when you eat.
Sa vama je kada jedete.
He is with you when you go on the bus.
Sa vama je kada idete da uhodite autobus.
He is with you when you stand before many people.
S vama je kada stojite ispred mnogo ljudi.
He is with you on Sankirtan.
U Sankirtanu s vama je.
He is next to you when you sleep.
Pored vas je kada spavate.
Wouldn't it be good to have him as your friend?
Da ne bi bilo divno da tako osoba postane vaš prijatelj.
How totally, how do you say, totally unacceptable it would be if he is your enemy, that person.
Koliko je totalno neprihvatljivo ako takva osoba bude neprijatelj.
Dear Prabhus, dear Matajis, dear friends and dear skeptics.
Dragi Prabhus, Matajis, prijatelji, skeptici.
We must make our mind our friends.
Moramo umove učiniti svojim prijateljima.
There is no other way.
Nema drugog načina.
We have to do that.
To moramo učiniti.
Let us do it.
Učinimo to.
Let us work on it.
Radimo na tome.
How?
Kako?
I have written down four steps.
Zapisao sam ovdje četiri stupnjevi korak.
And I want to give you a guarantee.
I želim vam sada dati garanciju.
If you go these four steps,
ako slijedite ova četiri koraka,
your mind will be your friend and you will be living a very, very wonderful life.
Vaš život će postati prijatelj i vi ćete voditi vrlo, vrlo sretan život.
I'm prepared if you make an experiment for only 3 months and it doesn't work.
Ako napravite eksperiment samo toko 3 mjeseca i ne funkcionira,
then let us not make such an experiment. I wanted to say I'll give you $10,000 or something. I just noticed I had too much contact with materialists on the airplane, so we don't want to make such a contract.
Ali upravo sam primijetio da imam previše kontakta s materialistima na putovanjima, tako da neće praviti takve dogovore.
We don't need such things. I can guarantee you it will work.
Ne, to nam nije potrebno, znači dogovor. Garantiram da će funkcionirati.
Have some faith.
Imajte malo vjere.
So the first step.
Prvi korak.
Is to make the mind spiritual.
Je se da produhovimo um.
One devotee with whom I work very closely together in Germany is a scientist.
Jedan bakta sa kojim jako blisko surađujem u Njemačkoj jeste znanstvenik.
We have opened the Vedder Academy in a beautiful and very, very large old German castle, Schloss Weissenstein.
Otvorili smo Vedder Akademiju u jednom jako velikom i lijepom starom njemačkom zamku.
And some of the best scientists are now working together with the Vedder Academy.
I neki od najboljih znanstvenika sada rade sa Vedder Akademijom.
And he once gave me a very, very nice gadadha. He gave me a very nice example, which I want to repeat today. It helps us how to make the mind spiritual.
Pomaže nam da po duhovnom um.
Means free from material desires.
To znači slobodan od materijalnih želja.
And full of attraction to Krishna.
I pun privrženosti prema Krishna.
See, if you have a magnet.
Ako imate magnet.
And you always rub it the same way.
Uvijek ga,
over iron.
Uvijek ga trljate u železo na istom mjestu.
That iron will be
istom smjeru.
Yeah, it's not that. That iron will also become magnetic.
A to će se železo također magnetizirati.
You need to rub it a few times, maybe I can't tell you how much, but you need to rub it, and then you can go with this iron, for instance, into some needles, and it will attract all the needles.
Potrebno je da samo preučite nekoliko puta s tim magnetom preko željeza i onda ako željezo prislonite uz neke igle ili eksere, onda će se oni prilijepiti za željezo.
Only if the iron stick should fall violently on the floor, that magnetic field in the iron will be destroyed and it will lose its magnetic influence.
Jedno ako ovaj komad želi da snažno udari o pod, onda će izgubiti svoje magnetsko polje i utjecaj.
Is this example clear to you?
Da li vam je primjer jasan?
Magnetic field, influence field, yes. The same way is with our mind.
Ista je situacija s našim umom.
We can spiritualize it.
Možemo ga spiritualizirati.
Spiritually magnetize it.
Duhovno ga magnetizirati.
Yes, it is possible.
To je moguće.
We have to chant.
Moramo mantrati.
Now, you might say this. I thought you wanted to reveal a secret. We are chanting.
Mi onako mantramo.
Didn't work.
A ništa se ne dešava.
We have not yet magneticized our mind. We have not yet created a spiritual field for the world.
Još nismo stvorili to duhovno polje, nismo ga magnetizirali.
Yes, but there is a science.
Da, ali postoji znanost.
The science is, we need to chant full with attention.
A ta znanost jeste da moramo mantrati sa potpunom pažnjom.
If you want that the chanting works, you have to have three things intact.
Morate uključiti tri stvari.
You have to take care that your mind is, that your life is free from heavy disturbances.
Morate osloboditi se u životu od teških uznemirenja.
It's almost like when the stick always falls. Bang!
To je isto kao da taj komad želi da stalno pada.
The magnetic field is destroyed.
Magnetsko polje je uništeno.
So when in your life you do not make some arrangements to become free from disturbances, then the chanting doesn't work so well.
Ako u svom životu ne napravite aranžman da budete oslobođeni od stalnih uznemirenja, onda mantranje ne funkcionira tako dobro.
For instance, someone of us might be in the wrong ashram.
Naprimjer, neko od nas može biti u krivom ashramu.
He is always disturbed with... You know, or someone may have just very bad association with people.
Ili neko možda ima druženje sa jako lošim ljudima ili jako se loše druži s ljudima.
Always he may be this total materialist which just creates so much disturbance in his mind.
Uvijek je sa totalnim materialistima i to stvara užasno uznemirenje u njegovom umu.
And he always falls from the spiritual platform in this association.
I u takvom društvu uvijek pada s duhovnog nivoa.
Then you can't build up this spiritual field in your mind.
Onda ne možete izgraditi to duhovno polje u samom umu.
The next thing is, that when you chant, you must be attentive.
Druga stvar je kada mantrate, morate biti vrlo pažljivi.
If you chant and you are not attentive, it just doesn't build up a field, a spiritual field.
Ako mantrate i niste pažljivi pri tome, onda se opet to duhovno polje neće stvoriti.
And the third rule is you must be confident and enthusiastic.
I druga stvar je da morate biti ubijeđeni i entuzijastični.
Yeah. Yeah. This is very important.
To je vrlo bitno.
You have to know these three things down. They come from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Ove tri stari prijatelje zabilježite, one dolaze od Bhaktivinoda Thakura, ne od mene.
Arrange your life that it's free from disturbances, as good as much as possible.
Uredite svoj život tako da se slobodni od uznemirenja koliko je god moguće.
Be attentive when you chant.
Budite pažljivi dok mantrate.
And be confident and enthusiastic.
I budite entuzijastični i uvjereni.
You will see. You will spiritualize your mind.
I vidjet ćete, nada našli da spiritualizirate svoj um.
Second step.
Drugi korak.
Engage yourself.
Angažirajte se.
Find a service to Krishna which totally inspires you in your life.
Nađite službu za Krishnu koja totalno inspirira u životu.
Yes. Inspiration is important.
Inspiracija je vrlo bitna.
Yes. As I said, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Rečeno je, besposleni um je radionica vraga.
Idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Besposleni um je vražja radionica.
That means, if the mind is not engaged, it will try to engage itself.
Drugim rečima, ukoliko um nije angažiran ili uključen, on će pokušati da se sam angažira.
And it, because it's so much used for material to material thought, it will just go to material thoughts.
Zato što je toliko naviknut na materijalne misli, prirodno će ići materijalne misli.
The third step.
Treći korak.
Try to keep your mind satisfied by a spiritual vision.
Pokušavajte održati svoj um u zadovoljnom stanju zahvaljujući duhovnoj viziji.
And this is so important.
To je toliko značajno.
Try to understand everything as an arrangement by Krishna.
Pokušajte sve shvatiti kao Krishna aranžman.
What to tell you a story?
Želim iskoristiti priču.
Once there was an old man who had a beautiful white horse.
Bio jednom jedan stari čovjek imao predivnog bijelog konja.
It was so nice that even the king heard about it, came to see it and desired to have it.
Bio toliko lijep da je kralj čuo za tog konja, došao ga vidjeti i poželio.
The king said, I give you everything for this horse.
I kralj je rekao, da će ti sve za ovog konja.
Even half of my kingdom.
Čak i polovicu svoje kraljevstva.
But the old man said, no.
A mi stavio se rekao ne.
How can I sell a friend?
Kako mogu prodati prijatelja?
You couldn't, you know, someone says, I give you everything to get a tia. Thousands of Meshka Mahats, you know, people say, no, how can we sell a friend?
Ok, on neko kaže, daži ti sve...
Billions in Meshka Mahats.
Daži ti sve koje prodaš artiku. Daži ti milijardu njemačkih maraka.
Not possible.
Ljudim, to nije moguće.
Next morning,
sljedećeg jutra,
the horse was missing.
Konj je nestao.
It was no longer in the barn.
Više nije bio u štalu.
The village people came to the old man and said, oh, this is very bad.
Pri stanovnici sela su došli do stacije i rekli, ovo je vrlo loše.
Now you have no money and no horse.
Sada nemaš niti novaca, niti konja.
But the old man said, it's not good and it's not bad.
Ali sada ti rekao, to nije niti dobro, niti loše.
It simply is.
To jednostavno jest.
There is something to learn from this.
Iz ovoga se nešto treba naučiti.
People in the village said.
Ljudi iz tijela su mislili da nešto nije u redu.
Nije u redu, jes. Umski, now after 1 week,
nakon jednog tjedna,
they heard the noise of the horse before the village. Typical noise.
Čuli su tipičnu bubu koju stvara konj.
Yes, and then they saw that the beautiful white horse had returned with 20 other wild horses.
I vidjeli su kako se taj prekrasni bijeli konj vratio sa 20 drugih bijelih konja.
And together with the 20 horses, that horse marched into the barn of the old man, and the old man only had to, you know, do like, chup, and close the door, and he had 20 horses.
I onda je taj konj jednostavno ušetao u tu štalu zajedno sa 20 drugim i starac sve što treba učiniti je se da zatvori vrata i imao je 20 novih konja.
Oh, this is very good. They have the village people.
I ljudi iz sela su rekli, ovo je vrlo dobro.
Now you have 21 horses.
Sad imaš 21 konja.
No, said the old man.
A starac je rekao, ne.
It's not good and it is not bad. It's just, it simply is.
To nije niti loše, niti dobro. Jednostavno jeste.
Then, after 3 days, the only son of the old man decided to, now this is a difficult word, bridle one of the horses. Bridle means you ride on it and make it a good riding horse.
Nakon 3 dana, jedini sin ovog starog čovjeka je odlučio da ukroti jednog od tih divljih konja.
And in the beginning that horse was cooperative.
I na početku konj je surađivao.
But then it just went up on the leg and patted the son.
Ali nakon nekog vremena jednostavno se podigao na noge i bacio ovog sina.
Bacio, yes. And the son landed in such an unfortunate way that both of his knees got broken.
I taj je sin srčio na zemlju tako nezgodan način da su mu oba koljena bila slomljena.
Oh, several people. This is very bad.
Ljudi su rekli, ovo je vrlo loš.
Now, in your mature old age, your son cannot help you because he is a cripple.
Sad u tom zrelom, starom dobu, sin ti ne može pomoći zato što je
svakar. No. Ne, old man.
Rekao je starac.
It is not good and it is not bad. It simply is.
Niti je dobro, niti je loša. Jednostavno je.
The people better. After half a year war broke out.
Nakon pola godine izbio rat.
And all the young men of the village had to go to the front. And they were mercilessly slaughtered by the enemy. All the young men except for one. The son of the old man. So the people in the village came to him. Oh, this is very good. your son may not be the most beautiful walker in the universe, but after all you have him, he's living.
Možda tvoj sin nije vaš najljepši radnik u univerzumu, ali barem ga imaš i živ je.
Walker.
Hodač,
yes. But he's living.
Ali je živ.
Our sons are dead.
A naši sinovi su mrtvi.
Very good. And then the old man gave him an answer. It's an answer which I will not repeat. Because I would totally underestimate the intelligence of my audience. But next time something good happens in your life,
ali u sljedeći put, kad se nešto dobro dogodi u vašem životu.
Or something bad happens in your life.
Ili kad se nešto loše dogodi u vašem životu.
Try to give this answer.
Pokušajte dati taj odgovor.
And you will be very satisfied.
Bićete vrlo zadovoljni.
Whatever happens.
Znači, čime god se dogodi.
The so-called good and so-called bad of this life.
Ovo je tako zvano dobro i loše u životu.
Are coming and going and coming and going and coming and going and... You can interpret them in a totally different way.
Neprestano dolazi, odlazi, možete ga interpretirati na potpuno različite načine.
Why be so disturbed like a maladice?
Zašto budemo toliko uznemireni poput male djece?
Have you seen maladices?
Ste vidjeli?
They're very happy.
Oni su vrlo sretni.
The next moment they are totally disturbed.
A sljedećeg trenutka su užasno uznemireni.
They scream as if the world had stop to exist. One moment to the next. And for us it's very difficult to find out why.
A za nas je vrlo teško da shvatimo zašto.
The reason is they can't control their minds.
Razlog je to što oni ne mogu kontrolirati svoj um.
Very simple.
Vrlo jednostavno.
A grown-up person who cannot control his mind is really internally a maledicija.
Odrasla osoba koja ne može kontrolirati svoj um je iznutra upravo pod maledicijom.
Most of the people on this world are maledicijas when it comes to controlling the mind.
Većina ljudi ovog svijeta su pod maledicijom kada dođe vrijeme da se um kontrolira.
Even some devotees of Krishna have remained maledicijas.
Čak se neki Krišni bhakti ostali maledicijom.
It is not good and it is not bad. Dvaita bhattara bhattyaga sarva manudana. This is a creation of the mind. It's good and bad of this world.
Te dobri loši stvari ovog svijeta nisu ništa drugo do kreacije uma.
You can learn from everything.
Iz svega može nešto naučiti.
Even if your wife runs away.
Čekaj ako vam žena pobjegne.
Or, you know, let us give a more civilized example. Something doesn't just work out so nice. Or now we have no water here in Ibizek. A devotee without water, that's something inconceivable.
Bhakta bez vode, to nešto ne znam.
But I think that it could be a preparation.
Ali mislim da to može biti priprema.
We are forced to live simply.
Prinuđeni smo da živimo jednostavno.
Everything can. He gave this as an illustration to make the point. That with a certain vision we can see the truth.
Sa određenom vizijom možemo sagledati istinu.
There are glasses which most of the people don't know about.
Postoje naočale za koje većina ljudi ne zna.
They are the glasses of transcendental knowledge.
To su naočale transcendental
knowledge. If you don't have them,
ako ih nemate,
forget about reality.
Zaboravite o realnosti.
Therefore, every day we need to go with our minds to the scriptures.
Zato svaki dan trebamo svoje umove usmjeriti prema stihu.
And see.
I vidjet.
So these four steps we can do to cure, to get our lives together.
I možemo tada sjetiti o četiri koraka da bi mogli sjetiti svoje živote.
Chant with attention.
Mantrajte pažljivo.
And by keeping the three tips.
I sjetite za tri savjeta.
Engage yourself in an activity which you feel enthusiastic for Krishna.
Uključite se u aktivnost za Krišnu koja čini entuzijastični.
If you are not engaged, the mind difficult.
Ako niste angažirani, da je vrlo teško samo.
Try to keep your mind satisfied in the so-called good and bad.
Pokušavajte održati svoj um zadovoljnim u takozvanom dobrom i lošem.
And finally, get yourself some spiritual glasses, like yours.
I konačno nabavite sebi spiritualne naočale.
Read in the shastra.
Čitajte šastru.
If you try this for half a year, your life would be changed.
Ako pokušavate ovo praktizirati pola godine, vaš će se život promijeniti.
Guarantee. It's a guarantee given by our spiritual school, the Sampradaya.
To je garancija koja daje naša duhovna škola, naša Sampradaya.
Because by these simple practices, Krishna will be in our mind.
Jer s ovim jednostavnim radnjama, život Krishna će doći u naš um.
And our minds will reflect Krishna.
I naš umovi će odražavati Krishna.
And not material lives.
A ne materialni život.
I want to thank you very much.
Želim se svima puno zahvaliti.
Please excuse me that I still am not able to speak in Croatian to you.
Molim vas oprostite mi da još uvijek ne mogu govoriti hrvatski.
I know it must be a little tiring to go back and forth and keep concentrated.
Znam da je malo zamorno ovako slušati me izmjenično i da čovjek puno da se nam ostane koncentriran.
But somehow I feel it is better than just if I talk in English and it's not your mother tongue.
Ali mislim ipak da je na neki način bolje nego da jednostavno govorim na engleski koji nije vaš materinji jezik.
English is also not my mother tongue, so I'm not so capable to express everything so clearly. So at least we must have one mother tongue, you know. svira čandža.
A ja također, engleski također nije niti moj materni jezik, nego da barem jedan imam.
Or he's half of mother tongue.
Nije moj pola.
So, thank you very much. We will be spending together, I think, 4 days up to Sunday.
Hvala vam lijepa, provit ćemo zajedno, mislim, 4 dana, bez ove nedelje.
And this is a very meaningful time for me.
I to je za mene vrijeme puno značenja.
Because many of you I know very personal.
Jer puno vas ja poznajem osobno.
And I hope to get to know some of you also.
I nas odnadam se da će neke druge upoznati.
We will make an arrangement. I think that those who want to speak with me, they should go to maybe who's Amen, Sundarananda, are you free, or Gogadara, Amen, this is our Gogadara, he's the organizer.
Dakle, oni koji žele razgovarati sa mnom mogu prići Gogadaru, on je naš organizator.
And I really hope to see all of you as much as possible in this time.
I nadam se da ću vas vidjeti u što je moguće većem broju u ovo vrijeme.
And I have thought very deeply about subject matters which are of relevance.
Ja sam duboko razmišljao o temama koje su vrlo značajne.
And I have a great desire to try to present them to all of you.
Imam veliku želju da vam pokušam sve to predstaviti.
I feel that I have brought like a bag.
Imam osjećaj da sam donio jednu vreću.
So many treasures.
Tako puno blaga.
I want to share them with you.
Želim da sve to podijelim sa mnom.
Please try to come. Very important tomorrow at 5 o'clock, that is in Patnali Pekka.
Zato molim vas, pokušajte doći i vrlo je značajno sutra u 5 sati u parku.
Because I think it will be very difficult for some of you to come in the morning. It's like a journey to Siberia, you know, it's so much snow.
Mislim da će biti dosta teško za neka zvanu dođu sutra ujutro. To je slično putovanje na Sibir, koliko puno snijega.
So do you have now any questions regarding the subject matter?
Da li sad imate pitanja koje se tiču ove teme?
Please speak in Croatian first, loud.
Ja. Imamo iskustvo da većina nas dolazimo, prebačimo duhovni život kod iskrene vjere, da
I'm just hearing that everyone can hear, so you don't have to repeat that.
Dakle, imamo iskustvo da duhovni proces.
Maybe then we should just give. Is it possible to
problem naša neiskrenost ili je problem naša karma ili materijalne želje koje nas potisku da vjerujemo u takav način ili prisiljavaju da vjerujemo u takav način?
That is like a coal mine.
A naše srce je poput rudnika uglja.
The more you wash it, the more dirt comes out. That is nice song also. My heart is like a coal mine. Toy toy. My solution is,
rješenje koje ja mogu da ponudim jeste,
we must get the Krishna sun in our heart.
Moramo donijeti sunce Krishne u naše srce.
The moment Krishna is not there, darkness will enter.
Kad god Krishna nije tamo, mrak će ući.
At least in this material world.
Barem što se tiče ovog materijalnog svijeta.
I have just met a few young enthusiastic devotees who went to Vrindavan and stayed, I believe, for 1 month there and experienced such great relief. They were a congregation of members and they were just totally inspired when they came back to Zurich.
Oni su bili kongregacijski bakti, bili su totalno inspirirani kad se vratili u Zurich.
They were not very long in Krishna consciousness before, but that stay in Vrindavan just they thought in one Krishna consciousness most natural thing in the universe, and they wanted to become, you know, they wanted to sacrifice their life totally for Krishna. They were so enthusiastic when they returned.
Nisu prije toga bili dugo vremena svjesnosti Krishna, ali se vratili, bili su nastavno toliko entuzijastični, smatrali da je svjesnost Krishna najprirodnije stvar u univerzumu i željeli su potpuno žrtvovati svoje živote.
And when I met them now, after one month, they were so down.
A sada, mjesec dana nakon tog prvog susreta kad sam ih ponosio, su toliko pali.
Because they had experience in Vrindavan, an atmosphere which was highly conducive to Krishna consciousness.
U Vrindavanu su imali iskustvo atmosferu koja je bila vrlo povoljna za svjesnost Krishna.
But when they came to the West, the whole burden and darkness of the Western world just entered the heart again.
Ali kad se vratili, onda je cijelokupni taj teret i mrak materijalnog svijeta ponovo ušao u njihovo srce.
So Narananda, we are in a bad atmosphere here.
Mi smo ovdje u lošoj atmosferi.
There's a lot of darkness.
Postoji puno tame.
The way people act.
Kako ljudi djeluju.
The whole goal of material civilization.
Cilj materijalne civilizacije.
There's so much darkness in all, even in religious affairs.
Tako puno mraka, čak i u religijskim odnosima.
Kali is everywhere.
Kali je posvugdje.
It's not a pure atmosphere.
To nije čista atmosfera.
And the versus darkness is in our heart.
A najgori mrak je u našem srcu.
If we don't have the Krishna sun.
Ako nemamo sunce Krishna.
We are hopeless, okay?
Mi smo onda bez Krishna slučaja.
But outside is inside, no hope.
Izvana je iznutra, nema nadje.
I feel sometimes devotees lose this out of their they don't become, they are not sufficiently aware.
Vidim da ponekad bakte nisu dovoljno svjesni te činjenice.
That they constantly try for the Krishna sun.
Da se trebaju neprestano truditi da steknu sunce Krishna.
Only if you have learned this lesson to constantly try that the Krishna sun is in your heart, the darkness will go.
Samo ako ste učili tu lekciju da trebate neprestano pokušavati da sunce Krishna bude u vašem srcu, samo će tada tamo
nestati. I'm saying constantly trying.
Kažem, postojano, neprestano pokušavati.
Yeah, you can't make the sun rise.
Ne možete navesti sunce da izađe.
But Krishna is very merciful to someone who just desires it to be in Krishna conscious.
Ali Krishna je vrlo ljubazan, milosti prema osobi koja jednostavno pokušava da bude u svjesnosti Krishna.
But I feel sometimes we forget this.
Ali osjećam da ponekad to zaboravimo.
But we become diverted to other things.
Postanemo odvučeni i skrenemo pažnju na druge stvari.
We may fall in a routine of certain daily activities which we always repeat day in and day out.
Možemo upati u zamku rutinskih obavljanja naših djelatnosti koje obavljamo i onako svakodnevno.
We do not try for the Krishna sun.
Jednostavno ne pokušamo da dobijemo sunce Krishna.
And something else happens.
I nešto drugo se dešava.
We may not always be attentive to cleanse and purify ourselves.
Možda nismo uvijek pažljivi u pokušaju da pročistimo to postojanje.
After some time we may think, oh, just now, I know so long there in this movement.
Nakon nekog vremena možemo početi vidjeti, ja znam u redu, sad sam već toliko dugo u pokretu.
My habits have become spiritual.
Moje su navike postoje duhovne.
I am a very advanced yogi.
Ja sam vrlo napredni yogi.
After all, I'm a leader.
Na kraju treba leader sam.
And I'm many years in the movement.
I puno godinu pokretu.
And some contamination settled
in. I da li se neke kontaminacije usiljavaju?
You have to daily be aware that material contaminations can come.
Svakodnevno moramo biti svjesni da materijalna kontaminacija mogu ući.
For instance, I'm about to give you a guarantee. I know I could find some dust on this.
Например, Бог вам гарантирует, что начинает начать прошить на ум.
Это small corner.
Вот и малый углубина.
Да-да-да.
Его мало прошли.
This thing is in the material world.
Ова сва се налази в материалном свете.
It will accumulate that.
И он начинает, там он закупляет.
In the same way your mind.
На сличен начин и ваш ум.
In the material world.
И в материалном свете.
It will accumulate that.
И закупляет и прошли.
I can give you my guarantee.
Могу вам гарантировать.
If you think that that has become spiritual.
А ако мислите да е прошли после дуло мне.
It's still going to dust.
Разбегло на прошли.
Then it's going to dust.
Он
настроен.
And you will feel it after some time.
But these two things are the cause of it.
Но обе две стороны сюжета.
I wouldn't necessarily say that they are signs of total insincerity.
Maybe нужно рекомендовать, maybe рекомендовать нужно знать полную
неискренность. Maybe there are signs of carelessness.
Можно сказать неважно.
That we do not keep trying for the Krishna son.
Да се не трудим упорно да текнем на сутри
Кришна. That we explain away our doubts. Explain away means we do not take care any longer to dust off.
И друга поинта е да се едноставно не трудимо да очистимо прашина сума.
Sometimes we may have to take a time of 3 days or a week or so, that we just concentrate on chanting and reading.
Понекад може требамо одвоити период време на 3 дана или 1 за време кои се едноставно концентрираме на мантрање и читање.
For some of us it may help.
Неким од нас тоа може помоќи.
But be careful not that the mind becomes restless in this period.
Али будете пазни да ум не постане немирен во тој период.
When it becomes restless, you should maybe better engage yourself.
Ако постанете немирен, онда се боле ангажирате.
Thank you for the question. We have one more question because otherwise it appears to offer so many. I can actually give a shorter answer. I saw our don't say the name. No, Munishvara. Munishvara. Like Muni? Muni. Munishvara, yes. But please speak very loud so that everyone.
Mislim da je
spiritual life.
Pomoć duhovnom životu nešto izuzetno osobno.
I think it cannot be institutionalized or that someone is obliged to help.
Mislim da se to ne može institucionalizirati.
We can even make a new word. Word is not good. It is so difficult, yeah. If you want to have help, you need to really make and establish a good connection. Then the help will come naturally. It must be natural, Manishvara.
To mora biti prirodno.
It is said, if you are a senior devotee, your affection should flow as natural to the young devotees as water flows from a high level to a low level.
Rečeno je da ukoliko ste stari bhakta, onda vaša privrženost prema i samost prema mlađim bhaktama treba teći jednako prirodno kao što voda teče sa više na nižu razinu.
Yes. It is very natural.
To je vrlo prirodno.
It cannot happen by obligation.
Ne može se dogoditi i zbog morena.
Water flows by natural arrangement.
Voda teče prirodnim aranžmanom.
Imagine Tushman says, my dear water, just go this way. It won't. You are obliged. I am the president.
Zamislite da Tushman kaže, sada ti voda moraš teći u suprotnom pravcu, na kraju kraja, ja sam predsjednik.
Okay, I would go along. No, it is a natural thing.
To je dakle prirodna stvar.
This affection will flow natural when there are good Vaishnava relationships.
To privrženost će prirodno teći kada postoje dobri Vaishnavski odnosi.
So let us try to establish good Vaishnava relationships.
Dakle, na početku pokušajmo ustanoviti dobre Vaishnavske odnose.
I will talk about that, what this means.
I govorit ću o tome šta to znači.
And then the help will flow naturally.
I onda će pomoć prirodno doći.
Krishna, thank you. Sandipani Muni. Another Muni. Munishvara and Sandipani Muni. Two Muni.
I would like just to say in English because I found it in school. Yeah, today people are working very hard and they don't have time for spiritual life.
Yes.
And when we go there, when we tell them, when they recite the words, Ananyashchintana Tomam, and they say, you know, we don't have time to think of Krishna, to practice Krishna consciousness. And this sometimes happens even among the devotees. When you say, Krishna will take care of you, they say, your words you'll keep for yourself. So, we must work. So, we must make material, we must make material arrangements and this and that. Who will do it instead of me? So, would...
What's the thing?
Yeah.
Pa nekad kada pričamo ljudima, da molimo ih da misle na Krišnu, oni kažu ne mogu to raditi, imam previše zaduženja, a na kraju treba čak i bakte, pa nekad to kažu, sačuvaj svoj savjet za sebe, ja moram napraviti neke materijalne aranžmane, neće ko će se umjesto mene pobrinuti za to.
This will be my, we will have to stop here, but it's a very good question, so it's very nice. Yes, sometimes devotees say, I don't have time to read, really. I don't have time to really concentrate on my rounds. I don't have time. Prabhupada used to tell a story about that. That's the end of the story. So you may for some time be able to work without reading and chanting and these sorts of things. Even then you are devotee. But after some time you will fall on. Oh, sorry. There will be a severe accident in your spiritual life. Do you understand, Sandipani?
Yes.
It's a good story, isn't it? Let us not cut our portion.
Nemojmo smanjivati ono što nam je, što trebamo.
Let us not play with this.
Nemojmo se igrati s time.
Every day let us get a healthy dose.
Uzmemo zdrave doze svaki dan.
Or sometimes it happens that there is a lot to do, but then, you know, not for so too long.
Naravno, ponekad se dogodim da imamo stvarno previše stvari za učiniti, ali to ne treba trajati predugo.
So I thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Laku Noj. Sounds right, isn't it? Laku Noj, yes.
Haribo.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Rishi Gaurinidhai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai,